It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, we continue talking about the famed play Bleacher Bums, a 1977 gem that was on stage at the Organic Theater here in Chicago. It's conceived by Joe Mantegna, but the Organic Theater Ensemble also gets a writing credit, and the play also launched the career of director Stuart Gordon. Gordon went on to Hollywood to direct, write, and produce several films, including work on Reanimator, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Space Truckers, Body Snatchers, Robot Jocks, just to name a few. But for Chicagoans, nothing beats Bleacher Bums, which is about to celebrate its 40th anniversary. Hard to believe. Stuart Gordon, welcome to the Download.
It's great to be here.
So let's just talk. I mean, for you as a Cubs fan growing up in Chicago, being in a way a part of the celebrated culture around Wrigley Field, what's it mean that the Cubs are in the World Series?
Well, I feel like I'm in an alternate universe now. You know, I never thought I would live to see this day, but I am so grateful that I did.
It's interesting because, you know, thinking back to the Bleacher Bums, you know, I wonder how much, I mean, saying that's, you know, 40 years and we're going to celebrate a 40-year anniversary, how much of that play was rooted in the same sort of futility and the lore of not being able to win?
Well, you know, they do lose in Bleacher Bums.
Right.
And we got, took a lot of heat for that. But we said, look, we've got, you know, at the time, 40 years of history to back us up.
Right.
But, you know, and it ended up becoming, what, 71 years. But I'm so happy that we're obsolete now. You know, this new team has started a whole new, it's created a new world.
Well, you know, this was a famed show that was created by Ensemble. It was really sort of based on improvisation. Take us back to 1977. What was it about the Bleacher Bums and that experience around Wrigley Field? It wasn't even Wrigleyville at the time.
Wrigley Field did it.
Yeah,
we were doing theater not far away, you know, in a theater in Uptown. And, you know, every day on our way to the theater, we'd go by Wrigley Field and see these lines of people lining up to see this team that hadn't won, you know, a pennant, you know, in 40 years. And Joe Mantegna said, you know, we should really do a play about the fans. You know, if we could just get, you know, a fraction of them to come to see our show, you know, that would be fantastic. And he, you know, is a major Cub fan, and he knew this little group that hung out in the center field bleachers. And he took us all to see them, and it was an amazing group. It was primarily a group of guys who were gambling on just about anything that happened, every pitch, whether a pigeon would cross the first base line, I mean, anything. And there were also two blind guys who were play-by-play announcers. There was, the left field Bleacher Bums who would believe that the fans could influence the outcome of the game.
Right.
So we saw all of these amazing characters, and so we started showing up at the game with little tape recorders and recording their conversations, which we then would go back to the theater and use as the basis for improvisation.
For you, when Joe said, yeah, you got to check this out, I mean, were you skeptical that this would be enough for a play, that this would be something that would hold people's attention, the guys that go to every single day game at Wrigley Field?
Well, it's funny. When we first started out, our plan was that it was going to take place over an entire season, you know, and start out with all of the fans all bundled up, you know, in April,
mm-hmm.
and go all the way through the summer. But we finally decided it should just be one game. And it was that year, 77, the Cubs were doing incredibly well. It looked like they were going to make it. And then they pulled their, you know, sort of fold up and, you know, ended up in fourth place. And there was a line in the play, you know, one of the gamblers says, hey, nobody ever went broke betting against the Cubs after the 4th of July. But, you know, that's all different now. That's all over.
Well, I mean, are you surprised? I mean, obviously, you know, up to this year, I mean, you could say a lot of the storylines, a lot of what happens in your play, Bleacher Bums, was accurate. I mean, it was continued to be accurate decade after decade.
I know, for 40 years. one of the people we talked to when we were doing the play was Jack Brickhouse, who was the original Cubs announcer. And it always kills me that Harry Carey gets all the credit now, but Brickhouse was there twice as long as Carey. And, you know, he's the one who did, you know, his tagline was, you know, hey, hey, mm-hmm. holy mackerel. And there was the song that the Cubs played at the end of every game was called Hey, Hey, Holy Mackerel,
mm-hmm.
After Jack. And we went and talked to him, and he told us, you know, we said, do you have a dream? You know, and he said, well, my dream would be that the Cubs get into the World Series and that the White Sox get into it too.
Right.
And it's a Subway Series.
That would be something.
And it goes down to the you know, fine, you know, it's a tie game. He goes out into the extra innings, and in the 36th inning, they bring Ernie Banks out of retirement, and he hits a home run right into my lap.
Right, there
and
it
that
is.
That became the last sort of speech in Bleacher Bumps.
That's right. We're talking with Stuart Gordon, the director of Bleacher Bumps, the famed Bleacher Bumps, which was at the Organic Theater here in Chicago, 1977, about to celebrate 40 years of this play. Joe Mantegna, Dennis Franz, other actors as well involved in this great theater company, Organic, that really was sort of the genesis of the off-loop theater scene here in Chicago. We're talking about it, of course, because the Cubs in the World Series, game one tonight. All right, so, you know, as you think about this, you know, this play, Bleacher Bumps, isn't necessarily just about baseball. Baseball's the backdrop. It's really about the life, and it's about the love and you know, sort of the idea of the bleachers being a place. Do you see that? I mean, is that something that stays with the Cubs lore? It stays with this sort of idea that as people go to Wrigley Field this weekend for a World Series, that they all know the people that sit next to them, and they've been going to these games forever? Do you think that's a lost sort of
idea? I think it's, you know, when we were doing the play, I think it cost like $5 to go to the bleachers. You know, now it's something like 70, I think. And so it's a little pricier. But, there are the hardcore fans who are there every single game and sit in the same seats. I mean, one of the things in our play is, you know, the character that Joe Mantegna played had to sit in this particular spot in the bleachers. It was his good luck seat. And I think a lot of people still have that. You know, that still goes on. And the Bleacher Bumps, I think, are still legendary.
For you, I mean, to think about it, you know, to as the Cubs go to the World Series here this week, and to think about that play being 40 years ago, I mean, what comes to mind for you? What is it that sort of, you know, the fact that the Bleacher Bums is part of the Cubs lore, as the play is as part of the Cubs lore as much as the Cubs themselves?
Well, the Cubs themselves, you know, never really, I mean, the Cubs management never warmed to the play because it showed them losing the game. But we had the Cubs players come to see the game, and that was always wonderful. And, you know, they appreciated it all. And, you know, the play is what it's about. It's about hope. You know, we had a bunch of Russian guys come to see it, you know, Russian artists, and they know nothing about baseball. But that's what they came away from saying. They said, this is about, is not about baseball. It's about hope.
Right.
And I always thought that was exactly right. And that's why we were able to play it, you know, do the play in New York and other cities. And, you know, it's done all over the world now. And, that always makes me feel good.
For you, I mean, talk about being a Cubs fan and that concept of hope as we, you know, are talking to you right here on World Series week. I mean, what is it about being a Cubs fan and that idea of hope and spring and everything about the lovable losers and what's happening?
Well, you know, there's my old friend Stu Glickin, who unfortunately just passed away this year, you know, didn't get to see this, used to say that being a Cubs fan is like being a Jew. You're always waiting for the Messiah, you know. And so now he's shown up. And thank you, God.
So do you think now that with your with plans for a 40th anniversary, I mean, if there were any plans, I mean, does the Cubs making it to the World Series change anything about the lore of Bleacher Bums?
Well, it's funny. You know, I was talking to Dennis Paoli, who's one of the authors, and he said, we should do the Bleacher Bums at the World Series. You know, that should be, we should do a sequel.
There you go, right?
So who knows? Maybe we will.
Stuart Gordon, a longtime Hollywood director, film director. He's done so many different films. Got his start at the Organic Theater in Chicago, obviously directing the play Bleacher Bums, the ensemble written play at the Organic Theater, which is doing it in Uptown at the time in 1977. Stuart, congrats on the Cubs making it to the World Series.
Oh, yeah. Amen, brother.
And thanks for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.